years of knowledge and personal experience. Visit FlyingEagleGold.com or call us at 623-327-1778 today for competitive prices on all your gold or silver needs. If you're looking for real financial insurance, call Kettle Moraine today at 623-327-1778. That's Kettle Moraine, 623-327-1778.
Welcome and good evening, everybody, to the Whole Agenda Radio Show. And tonight is Wednesday, August 8th, 2012, and I want to thank each and every one of you, as always, from wherever you're listening from. Thank you for being part of this broadcast. And boy, are you in for a treat this evening. My guest tonight, his name is James Wilbert Chauncey. Now, in the mid-1940s, Mr. Chauncey died of bacterial spinal meningitis. And if you all know what that is, it is pretty much extremely deadly to the very young and the very old. He was pronounced dead, covered with a white sheet to await the morgue and cremation. Several hours later, when two housekeepers entered the quarantine room, they were greeted by a most terrifying sight, a 7-year-old boy who was most certainly not dead, at least not anymore. He was dubbed the Miracle Boy. In local news reports for his miraculous overnight recovery from one of the era's most lethal illnesses. At that time, more than 99% of bacterial meningitis patients died within 12 hours. Though he suffered amnesia and couldn't remember anything prior to getting sick, James vividly recalled his experience in paradise while dead. There, James was shown a vision of his future and the future of Earth. Over the next decades, James remained silent about his experiences and created a new personality as a defense mechanism. Finally, after surviving 5 heart attacks and 2 terminal cancers, James' daughters broke through and got him to reveal why he was so angry about surviving cancer and persuaded James to open up his experience. Now, James has authored a book called Eyewitness to Heaven. Now, his new website, and I want to point this out, it is his new website. It is www.eyewitnesstoheaven.com. You can go there and check out his book and read his incredible experience. Mr. Chauncey, welcome to the broadcast. It is an absolute pleasure to have you here, sir.
It's very much my pleasure to be with you.
Well, what an experience that must have been for you and childhood, James. I especially during the 1940s, for the most part, you know, the medical body of the world has always been trying to catch up with the diseases of the world. And at that time, that must have been quite devastating, for the practice in and of itself. So because they had no cure for this, they must have really been flabbergasted, at least the doctors and the nurses probably just floored at that time when that happened.
Yes, they were, and in 1946, it was the ending of World War II, and most of the medications, of course, were going for the soldiers, and so they had a difficult time getting anything, you know, to treat me with, and that even made it more difficult. And I think that was very frustrating to the doctors.
Well, I could imagine it would be. I think it would be most frustrating to anybody, but I think it would probably have been extremely heartbreaking to your parents to witness this happening to you at such a young age.
Oh, yes. My mother and father had already lost three children. I wasn't aware at the time of my death of that, but they had already lost three children prior to me, and losing a fourth was very devastating to them. They had had a lot of difficulties over the first three, and this one would have broken the family up.
My God, how heartbreaking is that? I couldn't even imagine. Look, Mr. Chauncey, I'm 46 years old, and I've never been married, let alone can imagine losing, three children and then expecting to lose a fourth. I don't even know what that would even, how that could feel to somebody.
Well, I'm very fortunate. My two children, my two girls are both very, very healthy. My mother and father had nine children, and in the first 4 years of their marriage, they had lost three children, and that was very devastating.
Yeah, and that would be a devastating to anybody. But moving forward here, you know, it must have been quite a shock to you waking up in a morgue, to say the least.
Well, I call it a morgue. Actually, the description of where they were going to take me and what they were going to do with me, and how they were going to cremate my body is quite graphic and very disturbing. So, I use the word morgue to be polite in the book. But actually, my body never left the quarantine room, and the people that were come and take me to be disposed of had not arrived when the two housekeepers came in.
Okay, and, so your body laid there, and then the housekeepers came in, and when they walked in, they saw that you were alive, and that's when they were just completely shocked.
Well, they didn't know I was alive when they first walked into the room.
Oh, okay, okay.
They talked to each other about, one was saying to the other one, he's not supposed to be here. They were supposed to have come and gotten him. And the other one says, we can wait on, desanitizing the room. And then one of the housekeepers said to the other one that she wanted to have a look at the little boy that had died. And when she came over and pulled the sheet from over my face, I looked at her with a big smile, with wide open eyes, and said hi, and gave her a fright. She went running out and screaming, he's alive, and within seconds, a crowd had clothed himself, in their protective clothing and came into the room.
Oh, dear. And how long were you actually dead for?
Well, no one really knows. I don't know. I've tried to figure it out myself. I know it was for a good little while. I watched them as they prepared my body and covered the sheet up. I covered the body up with the sheet before I departed for heaven. And they, of course, closed up the room and turned off the lights. And it was about 2 hours later when the next people came into the room. So I came back sometime during that two-hour period, and I don't know how long that was.
Amazing. And when you actually awoke from the sickness, because obviously you weren't dead, but you were out of body, but you weren't dead, and not being able to remember it must be extremely frustrating, even at that time, all the way carrying it through now to this time.
Not remembering my childhood, I didn't think much about that until I had been in the hospital for about 2 weeks. My family was quarantined. They were not allowed to leave the property because the county health department was afraid that someone in the family may be infected and they may spread the disease. And, of course, back then, that was one of the most frightening diseases that could have spread like wildfire. So they quarantined the family. After they got off of quarantine, they came down to the hospital, and the nurse asked me if I wanted to see my parents and my family, that although they couldn't come into the room, they were out front of the hospital, and I could see them, if I wanted to go over to the window. And the nurse rolled me over to the window, and I looked out, and I saw people all around the front steps of the hospital, but I did not recognize anyone. And that's when it really hit me about not remembering anything, because I didn't even remember what my parents looked like.
What an awful thing not to remember your parents or any of your life up until that very point.
Didn't get my memory back until about the beginning of the 90s. It started coming back around 91 and 92 and 93. At first it came back real fast, and then bits and pieces kept coming long after that. And I have a fantastic memory of my childhood now.
And that's wonderful. James, what do you attribute that recall to, you know, comes so much later in life?
I don't know. Unless God gave that memory back to me, I have no other explanation. I talked with a fellow up in Boston who had studied these things for many years, and when I related to him what had happened, he was very puzzled by it also. He said it could have only been God's work.
Well, you know what? You're probably right, and it could be attributed to a variety of things. But you know, I would say that the most common factor is that, you know, all of a sudden you had spontaneous recollection of your childhood, and I think that's an incredible, wonderful thing. And now I really want to start getting into, at the time when you pronounced dead, where did you go?
Came out of my body and watched the nurses and the doctors, and a man came through the wall and asked him who he was, and he identified himself as George. He said he was one of two angels that had been sent to take me to heaven, that my body had died, and we would leave just as soon as the other angel got there. And then when the other angel arrived, we departed out through the wall and went on to paradise. Now, there was a number of things that went on during that period of time that I talk about in the book, but as we traveled to paradise, some people, I've heard some folks say that when they have an out-of-body experience, they're like in a tunnel or something. I don't quite describe it as a tunnel. It was just like a void. You're passing clouds and stuff. But we passed over what a lot of folks call hell, and I saw a man that the angels called Lucifer, and we were attacked by a lot of strange creatures, and they tried to grab me on the way, and this fellow they called Lucifer was hollering for them to bring me to him, and the angels told me to hold on, and they held on to me, and then we made it to paradise. I call it paradise because the angels referred to it as paradise. They never referred to it.
As you're passing through and I'm assuming you're ascending upwards. This is just, this is my train of thought. You're ascending upwards and you're passing over hell or through hell or wherever you're passing through. This must have frightened the living daylight out of you.
Oh, it did. It was very, very terrifying. I was extremely frightened, and I held on to the angels with all the strength that I had. And I could actually feel these creatures and these demons. They were grabbing me. I could actually feel them touching me as I was traveling.
Now, the depictions of a lot of photographs, drawn photographs whatever CGI in today's world, does that basically give a good descriptive of what we have... You've seen in movies and photographs that have been drawings that have been drawn. Does that give a good description of what you physically witnessed?
No.
Okay.
There are bits and pieces of pictures that have been drawn that fit the description of the image of the demons and stuff like that. But I saw a drawing that had been done, hundreds of years ago. And I don't remember where it was, but it gave a fairly decent appearance of what okay. I saw. And so I think maybe that guy may have died and had an experience and came back and put it on canvas.
Okay, James, well, listen, I want you to hold on to that thought, and I want to pick right back up with that because we've got to take a real quick commercial break. So, look, everybody stick with us. This is the Whole Agenda Radio Show. My very special guest tonight on Wednesday, August 8th, 2012, James Willard Chauncey, Eyewitness to Heaven. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Pure, clean, fresh water is the essence of all life, and without it, we could not exist. Berkey Water Purifiers will provide you and your family with a lifetime of the cleanest, freshest-tasting water on the planet. Their patented multi-stage filtration system is guaranteed to filter out dangerous toxins and heavy metals that can cause illness, while leaving all the essential minerals that your body needs. So, if you want the best, cleanest, freshest-tasting water around, get a Berkey water purifier by going to www.berkeywater.com and call their toll-free number 888-803-4438. Again, that number is 888-803-4438. Berkey water purifiers will give you and your family the gift of life one drop at a time. And get the Travel Berkey Special exclusively for listeners to the Whole Agenda Radio Show. Go to the website and click on the Special Berkey banner. Not available in California or Iowa. If you missed Pat and Linda Gorman's 2012 Wake Up America Wealth Protection Conference, then now's your chance to own this incredible conference on 12 one-hour CDs. You'll receive 12 hours of audio from the most knowledgeable economic experts in the country who for years have been helping people protect and grow their wealth in these uncertain economic times. You'll hear speakers like Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, St. Clair Noel, talk show host of The Financial Review, Jim Lills, a 30-year veteran commodities broker, Dr. Janice Dorn, Ph.D., market philosopher, and many, many more. Now's your chance to listen at your convenience in the privacy of your home, the most powerful information you'll need to help protect you from this economic crisis and even grow your wealth. So call 480-820-5877 or 800-494-4149. Again, those numbers are 480-820-5877 or 800-494-4149. Order your copy of the 2012 Wake Up America Conference today and start protecting your wealth.
To the Whole Agenda Radio Show. I'm sorry, with the music kind of came in just a little late. But if you're just joining us right now, I have my very special guest, James Willard Chauncey, and he has written the book, Eyewitness to Heaven. And you can go to his website, eyewitnesstoheaven.com. It's his brand new website, and you can purchase his book there. An incredible experience. And basically, we were just discussing the fact of him going out of being out of body as he was pronounced dead on the table, traveling through or past hell, going into heaven. And I asked him to describe some of the demonic creatures that he was viewing as we were passing through this. And I said to you, you know, is a description of what we, of the photographs and pictures that have been drawn that depict what you saw, or is it a lot less, more human in the sense?
Oh, well, it's very difficult to describe, to draw someone a mental picture. But I guess the common description you might hear of a fiery pit, you could add that as part of the description. The demons and the creatures, and I saw a lot of human beings doing things, and they weren't very happy. It was not a place I would want to go.
Sure. So humans being demonic in the sense that maybe what they saw in their lives here on Earth, what they maybe attributed to their own lives to in a very bad way, basically replicated itself in that form on the other side.
Well, I'm not sure that I would give that description to it. The portion of hell that I saw, there were a lot of people, and they were clawing at each other. They were involved in some very rough sexual type of things, and they were pulling at each other, and there were other things that were involved too. I can't say that it relates directly to what happened here on Earth or how a person lived on Earth. I was like 7 years old, so I just didn't really grasp that part of what I saw. But we passed hell, and then we went on and made it to heaven, and there I met my previously predeceased siblings and grandmother and great grandfather. And several hundred or maybe even a thousand other relatives of my bloodline, which I have done research over the years, and it goes back over 1,000 years of the people that I saw. So there were a lot of my bloodline there that met me when I arrived, and I was able to talk to them.
And I think that's must have been an incredible, incredible feeling. When you arrived, you transcended hell and you ascended to heaven. You know, a lot of people, the idea of big pearly gate, or you know, the big golden pearly gates and these giant doors opening. I'm assuming that, at least in my thought here, that you know, it just absolutely does not happen that way.
Well, there was a wall. There was a big white wall, and there was a gate. Way, I wouldn't say it was gates. There was a gateway that you go through, and on the other side was all of it was buildings and mansions and all kinds of stuff. And I saw the River of Life coming out from under the throne, and I just saw millions of people there that I guess were waiting. And I saw. Some of the old prophets, I heard Jesus call them by name, and they were talking among themselves. So, yes, there is this wall, and there is the opening. I did not see any gates in the opening. There may have been, and they may have been opened, but I didn't see them. And that's where I went to go as I tried to get through the gate, through the opening.
Okay, so you passed through the opening, and it must, I mean, I couldn't possibly, I can't imagine trying to describe this in a physical sense of what it would be like, and it would be, I'm almost assuming it'd be almost an impossible thing, but trying to describe it as best as you can in words so people could actually understand this in a physical sense. But in you know, being in the spirit body, you could basically do and be and interact with anybody you wanted to. So it's got to be so hard, or had to be so hard, and just to try and put this whole thing together, James.
It's very difficult to find. I'm not a really real educated person. I don't have great vocabulary. So it's very difficult to find the proper words to describe it. And I'm not even sure that if I had all of the words, I could put them together and create this image of what I saw. It was just so grandiose. It was just wonderful. In church one time I heard a preacher read somewhere in the Bible about the description of heaven, and well, that was fairly accurate, and I was very surprised when I first heard that, and I had to go look it up myself. But when they talk about the streets, to me they were just shiny. I didn't know what they were made out of, and I saw all different kinds of colors, and you know, the water and the river and the mansions and stuff. One of the things that I can tell the folks is that I was very surprised, and none of the mansions, they had glass in the windows. They were all open. And I thought that was, I thought about that years and years later, and I think that, yes, it must be if there's, you know, no heat, no cold, no weather, to have to worry about what you need windows for.
Well, that's interesting that you would, you know, you would be able to pick that out and go, oh, that's funny, or that's interesting that that's not there, because you would attribute that to the life that we're living here on the planet, where everybody, you know, in homes that we live in, we all have windows. So that's interesting.
Yeah, that was it took me a while. A lot of the things that I understand now, it's taken me years to understand what I saw. I saw those things, and I said, how can this be? And I tried to put it all together and come up with some answers, and the only answer I could come up with is either they hadn't finished building them, or you didn't need them.
Maybe it's in the constant process of building.
It could be. I didn't see any construction going on.
You know, I understand that you were 7 years old. James, did you feel like you were 7 years old when you had left your body and gone to heaven and visiting everybody that you knew in your past life, people that you or in this life and in the past lives that had taken place? Did you feel that you were 7 years old, or did you feel that you were much older in your thought process?
Well, as a seven-year-old, I was the runt of the family, so to speak, a very small seven-year-old boy, and I was startled, actually, when I came out of my body, and I looked at myself, and I looked at what was going on in the room, and noticed I was as tall as everyone else in the room. I could look most everyone in the eye. So when I came out of my body, I guess I took on a heavenly body or something, because my size was the same size as everyone in the room.
But was your thought process is the same as a seven-year-old would look at it, or as a much older adult, I guess?
Well, I didn't understand a lot of what I was seeing, or most of what I was seeing, but there was one thing that was very startling to me, is that I knew things that I don't know how I knew them. I don't know, I didn't learn them, but I knew things, and I know answers to a lot of things that, and I don't know how I got those answers. I understood what they were saying, I understood what was going on, but not being associated with anything like that growing up, or having anyone to tell me anything about it, I had no seven-year-old age point of reference. It was as though I was an adult.
Wow. Okay. I've heard that many, many times from you know, people who have different experiences, basically out of body experience or the near death experience. But listen, James, we have to take a real quick break because there's a bunch of questions I want to ask you. So look, everybody, stick with us. This is the Whole Agenda Radio Show. My very special guest, James Wilbert Chauncey, the writer of EyewitnessToHeaven.com. I suggest you go to his website. We'll be right back after this break. Everybody, stick with us. Thank you.
Pat and Linda Gorman, owners of Resource Consultants, Inc. and Buy Silver Now website, have been selling gold and silver and precious metal-related assets since 1996. They have built their reputation on their most valued assets, integrity and honesty. While other precious metal dealers are just out to make a quick buck, Pat and Linda have prided themselves on the relationship they have developed with their customers. In other words, they have met their clients' expectations and much, much more. And that's why their business continues to grow as this economic crisis deepens. If there were ever a time to spare your family from this monetary decline, now's the time to do it. So save your family's wealth and go to www.buysilvernow.com and call 480-820-5877 or 800-494-4149. Again, those numbers are 480-820-5877 or 800-494-4149. And protect, save, and grow your wealth in these hard economic times.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Water, the essential thing that allows life to exist on our planet. And that water has been polluted through man's use and abuse. Now, more than ever, clean, fresh water is vital to our survival and health. And Berkey water purifiers are the solution to the cleanest and best-tasting water around. Their patented multi-stage purification system removes toxins and heavy metals, allowing you and your family to drink pure, clean, fresh water, leaving all the essential minerals that your body needs to stay healthy. When it comes to pure, clean, fresh water, Berkey water purifiers are simply the best. So go to www.berkeywater.com and call toll-free 888-803-4438. Again, that number is 888-803-4438. Keep you and your family healthy with Berkey water purifiers. And get the Travel Berkey special exclusively for listeners to the Whole Agenda Radio Show. Go to the website and click on the special Berkey banner. Not available in California or Iowa.
Back, everybody, to the Whole Agenda Radio Show. I'm your host, Robert Pepino, and tonight is Wednesday, August 8th, 2012, with my very special guest, James Wilbur Chauncey. Now, if you're just joining us right now, Mr. Chauncey basically had a near-death experience, but it wasn't a near-death because he actually died and woke up several hours later. The reality is he experienced heaven. He passed through hell, ascended to heaven, and has some incredible things to tell all of us. He was a witness to, of course, seeing all his family members from his past, but also witnessed earth changes that are taking place right now, ladies and gentlemen. And James, as we were discussing prior to the break, what an angelic experience it must have been for you to see all your relatives and to experience such an angelic, I don't know how to describe this, I guess an angelic a feeling, but I don't know if you can even use that word feeling. I mean, did you feel the warmth and the love when you were there in heaven?
Oh, yes, and you use the absolute perfect word, you can't find the words to describe it. No matter how you describe it, you can't find the proper words. You know, people have all of these imaginations and thoughts and pictures and feelings about what it's like. But I'll just tell all your listeners right now that no matter what they are imagining and what kind of pictures that they have, it is much greater than anything they could possibly imagine. So, yeah, your word beyond description is it's very accurate.
Well, yeah, because I've never personally experienced anything like that myself. Now, if I were, I don't know if there would be the right words to describe it. So I don't know.
I don't even know if Shakespeare could have described it.
It's a very good point, and a great descriptor, absolutely. So now, James, when you were in heaven, you mentioned that you did have a brief conversation with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. The the angels, the angel Gabriel came out and said that Jesus wanted me to go back, and up to this time I hadn't seen Jesus, and I said, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm not going anywhere until I see Jesus. And we got into a big argument over it, and I pitched kind of a fit. And so it was back and forth, and then Jesus came out in front there and was talking to some of the old saints and stuff, and he assured me that he would take care of me for the rest of my life, you know, if I went back, and I still refused to go back. And then he instructed the angels to show me what would happen to my family if I did not go back. And
right.
That's when I saw this, saw my father, you know, being hauled off to jail and stuff like that. And then the angels were told to show me what would happen to the world over the next 100 years. And they showed me those. I witnessed all of that, and that was very terrifying. All of those visions that they showed me, but one of the great visions that they showed me that puzzled me, which is so far all but one of these visions have come true, is they showed me my wife and my first child. And sure enough, some almost 20 years later, there she was. So that was a great vision. But yes, I witnessed the wars, the destruction of Europe and of America, and the invasions from the different armies around. I witnessed I think that would just call that World War III, perhaps. But it wasn't the final war. But I did witness the final battle, and I described that in my book as when I was looking down to see the end of the battle, the whole area of Earth, it looked as though the ground was made of a carpet that had been woven out of human bodies. There were that many. It was a very terrifying thing. And in my book, I don't go into a lot of the descriptions of that, because some of the details of that are so terribly difficult for people to think about. So I kind of didn't go into that. You know, there were animal cannibalism and all kinds of things like that went on.
Well, James, let me ask you this. I mean, as horrific as that seems, and we're seeing the nuances or the utterances of World War III right now. We're witnessing this. The powers that be, the controllers of this planet, the ones who deem us unworthy because they call us useless eaters, want to wage war on us once again to eliminate most of the population of the planet. Is that part of the vision that you saw?
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, about two-thirds of the population of the planet does die in this conflict.
My Lord. my Lord, because they're still not waking up and still not understanding what we're facing. And I always say this almost every night, James. I know you don't listen to my broadcast, but what I do say when I talk about this is that if 3% of us are waking up, it is a miracle. I don't think we're even close to that. Maybe 1.5% worldwide. I don't know if that's enough to make an effective change. But I also know that you talk about earth changes. This is something I dwell in deeply every night on this broadcast, because the destructive power of this extrasolar body that's coming through right now is wreaking havoc on our planet. We are witnessing it right now. The droughts are unprecedented, the flooding, the sinkholes, the fractures, the fissures, unmitigated heat and droughts and extreme colds is all culminating to a point in time right now. And I know that you saw this as part of your visions. Can you expand on that, please?
Well, from the beginning of these terrible times till the end, before the earth begins to heal itself, I have guessed that it appears to be about a period of somewhere around maybe 20 years or so. During that 20-year period of time, there was no rain on earth at all anywhere. And a lot of the water sources dried up, and there was great famines and stuff like that. But some of the things I hear on the TV about what's going on in the on the other side of the world, and even around here, I'm watching what I witnessed when I was 7 years old just begin to start to play out. And I witnessed the great armies coming, a great army that came together. And my first vision or sighting of this army, it was moving down from the direction of Russia. I don't want to say that it came from Russia, but it was from the direction of Russia. Now, I determined that after I was in school for a while and learned a little bit about geography. And it came down around to the Syria and on into the rest of the Middle East and Africa, and then it moved all across Europe and the rest of the world, and then finally into America. And America was attacked from three different directions, from east, west, and from the south.
Well, James, it's funny that you're saying it's not funny. It's realistically that what you're saying, I think, is coming true, because a lot of articles that I've read are relating to the fact that there's a lot of Russian military units stationed here in the United States, somewhere in the upwards of, and I'm not saying all Russian, but I'm saying foreign troops, NATO troops, stationed here in the United States, about 450,000 at this point.
Well, I would not be surprised at all. Now, this I'll say this, and it may draw a lot of controversy from listeners, but it was not the American military that saved America from total destruction. The American military did its best, but it could not stand. The thing,
right.
and I witnessed this, it was that individual that... And, you know, they talk about gun ownership and stuff like that. But it was individual people that came out of their houses and hunted down the troops, and they became the citizen population of America became the army that finally overcame the invading forces. And it troubles me, quite frankly, when I hear they want to disarm all of us. But
of course.
After witnessing that.
James, and you're absolutely correct, because in the Revolutionary War that took place here, it was the steadfast American population who bled for the freedom of this country. And, of course, this tyrannical government has been, since 1776, up until 1913, when the money masters basically adopted their principle of the federal fake reserve, have been destroying this country, destroying the heart of this country through their monetary means, without a question. And they've eaten this country up like a cancer inside out, and I know that you witnessed that as well.
Yes, I did. And unfortunately, I don't think there's a cure for it.
Right. And James, I agree with you. I think that everything needs to change. In other words, this tyrannical regime that we call a government needs to go away in order for us to restructure our lives of decency once again. But listen, we have to take a real quick break. You're an incredible man. I'm enjoying this conversation tremendously. So look, everybody stick with us. My very special guest, James Wilbur Chauncey. We will be right back after this commercial break. Everybody stick with us.
Gorman's 2012 Wake Up America Wealth Protection Conference, then now's your chance to own this incredible conference on 12 one-hour CDs. You'll receive 12 hours of audio from the most knowledgeable economic experts in the country who for years have been helping people protect and grow their wealth in these uncertain economic times. You'll hear speakers like Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, St. Clair Noel, talk show host of The Financial Review, Jim Lills, a 30-year veteran commodities broker, Dr. Janice Dorn, PhD, market philosopher, and many, many more. Now's your chance to listen at your convenience in the privacy of your home, the most powerful information you'll need to help protect you from this economic crisis and even grow your wealth. So call 480-820-5877 or 800-494-4149. Again, those numbers are 480-820-5877 or 800-494-4149. Order your copy of the 2012 Wake Up America Conference today and start protecting your wealth. Pure, clean, fresh water is the essence of all life, and without it, we could not exist. Berkey Water Purifiers will provide you and your family with a lifetime of the cleanest, freshest tasting water on the planet. Their patented multi-stage filtration system is guaranteed to filter out dangerous toxins and heavy metals that can cause illness, while leaving all the essential minerals that your body needs. So, if you want the best, cleanest, freshest tasting water around, get a Berkey water purifier by going to www.berkeywater.com and call their toll-free number 888-803-4438. Again, that number is 888-803-4438. Berkey water purifiers will give you and your family the gift of life one drop at a time. And get the Travel Berkey special exclusively for listeners to the Whole Agenda Radio Show. Go to the website and click on the special Berkey banner. Not available in California or Iowa.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Whole Agenda Radio Show. I'm your host, Robert Rubino, and my very special guest, James Wilbur Chauncey. Now, I just need to make a really quick announcement. Stargate to the Cosmos Conference, which is going to be taking place in October. Now, go to the website, which is www.stargatetothecosmosconference. It's going to be a five-day conference. It's going to be an incredible conference, actually. There's over 25 speakers, including Bob Dean, which was on here on this broadcast Monday. I believe the tickets are, for the whole conference, $199, which is actually a real bargain. So go visit the website. It's going to be an incredible thing. I will be there. I am part of this conference. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you there. Now, getting back to my guest. What an incredible conversation we are having, James. And this is the last segment of the broadcast. We have about 7 minutes here. James, mm-hmm. Earth changes. I know that you saw the Earth changes. And what we're experiencing right now, I know that you saw in your out-of-body experience being in heaven. Does this, what you're seeing right now, basically present or articulate what is happening and what is going to get even worse as time goes on?
Well, it's not going to get much better. It's going to be maybe one step forward and two step backwards. Most of the folks that are alive today is going to witness at least the beginning of all of these terrible things. Unfortunately, at my age, I'm not going to be here, or maybe fortunately, I won't be here.
Well, don't say that, because you don't know how long you're going to be on this planet. I hope you're going to be around for a lot longer.
Oh, I don't want to be around too much longer. I don't want to be around when these things start. So, no, don't wish that on me, please. No.
What I meant by that, James, is that I wish you a long life.
I know, I understand. I saw parts of the East Coast fall off into the Pacific Ocean, and I saw mountains fall in shapes, changes, and a big body of water out in the middle of our country. Most of Florida disappears. And the continents, they moved closer together. All of those kinds of changes that I watched, it was like you were watching a movie that had was sped up, you know. One of the most often asked questions is people ask me that, you know, well, what can I do to prepare myself? And I just simply tell them, become as self-sufficient as you can, because in the long run, that's the only thing that's going to, you know, to help you survive.
You're 100% right. That's the only thing that will help you survive. And I know, being the type of man you are, I'm sure that your kids, you prepared them a long time ago, and I hope they listen, because, listen, James, I have friends that I've told. I said, look, prepare yourself, get ready. And they look at me like I have a third eye in the middle of my forehead.
Well, they call me a lot of things, and but my children, they are prepared. They have prepared themselves, and they are all very self-sufficient. My two girls, they can do just fine. They know all the basics of survival, and they work hard, and they really don't depend on anyone but themselves. You know, for their well-being, and they will do better than most, I think, during these terrible times.
And that's the way it should be, James. This is the question I've been dying to ask you. Okay, and
okay.
I don't know if you can answer it, but
I'll try.
And I know you will. You know, being in heaven or wherever you were, James, because I can't claim that because I don't know, only you do. But did you get a chance to talk to God?
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, I, no. James, I had to ask that because so many people have so many different viewpoints on all this. But speaking to Jesus was like basically speaking to God in a sense.
Well, yeah. Well, I would say I would answer that. Yes, that is right. And I do receive things. I get impressions, and I do have a relationship. And I think most of the communication now comes through the angels or through the Holy Spirit to me. I don't.
Right. So you are still receiving communications after the out of body experience, or is it just remembering from that time?
Oh no, I have received a lot of communication over my lifetime, and I receive it every, you know, I would say every few days or every week or two. I get a little something, and I don't have any problems getting my questions answered. It may sound silly, But when I'm troubled about something, when I'm thinking about something, when I have a big decision to make or something like that, I'll pray and I'll just ask God. I say, God, you got to tell me what to do. And sometimes, not all times, but sometimes I'll pick up a Bible and just start flipping, and wherever my fingers stop, I start reading, and I always find the exact answer that I need. Now, that can be anything, and anybody can attribute anything they want to that.
But James,
I ask the question, and I get the answer.
James, that doesn't sound silly to me at all. And by the way, I don't believe in coincidence at all. So you know my personal belief. I do not believe in coincidence, and it does not sound silly whatsoever. What I believe is silly is the illusion that we've been presented here on this planet, my dear friend.
Well, I don't believe in coincidences either.
Well, listen, we have a few minutes left. So what I want you to do is give out your information, your email, your website, how people can get a hold of your book. And listen, folks, I want you to read his book. This man is he described himself. He is just you and me. He's common Joe who had this experience. He's telling you for a fact what he understands and realizes, and all of you should understand, that what he just described, many of the people who are experts on the planetary changes have been on this broadcast, and they're telling you the same exact thing. James, please.
If they can't find the book in their local bookstore, and they may not, they can go to my website, eyewitnesstoheaven.com. That the Eyewitness to Heaven is put together like one word, eyewitnesstoheaven.com. And I have some different information, some different pages they can look at, some extracts from the book that they can read, and also a place where they can buy the book. They can buy it directly from that tab, or if they want to go to Amazon or someplace like that, they can order the book also. All the books that they buy directly off of my website, directly from me and not through a bookstore, when it is shipped out of here, it will be signed.
And that's a wonderful thing. Absolutely wonderful. James, I want to thank you very, very much for being on the broadcast, and hopefully for however long we can continue to broadcast over the air, I would very much like to have you back on this broadcast.
I'll be pleased to come back anytime, Robert. It has been a tremendous pleasure for me. I thank you very much.
Same here. God bless you. Take care of yourself, and take care of your family, and whatever transpires in the near future, we are all going to be part of it together.
And if I don't meet you here on Earth, I sure look forward to meeting you when we all get to heaven.
Same here. Take care of yourself. Everybody, this has been the Whole Agenda Radio Show. My very special guest is James Wilbur Chauncey. Please go to his website, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Take care of yourselves. God bless. Bye-bye.
As Pat and Linda Gorman's 2012 Wake Up America Wealth Protection Conference, then now's your chance to own this incredible conference on 12 one-hour CDs. You'll receive 12 hours of audio from the most knowledgeable economic experts in the country who for years have been helping people protect and grow their wealth in these uncertain economic times. You'll hear speakers like Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, St. Clair Noel, talk show host of the Financial Review, Jim Lills, a 30-year veteran commodities broker, Dr. Janice Dorn, PhD, market philosopher, and many, many more. Now's your chance to listen at your convenience in the privacy of your home, the most powerful information you'll need to help protect you from this economic crisis and even grow your wealth. So call 480-820-5877 or 800-494-4149. Again, those numbers are 480-820-5877 or 800-494-4149. Order your copy of the 2012 Wake Up America Conference today and start protecting your wealth.
Prisoner, rise and answer my question.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, it's a little dark in here, ain't it, Clink, now that you've busted the light?
Where are you?
I'm right in front of you.
Now, where have you hidden the wax figurine of the Kaiser?
I've got no bloody idea what you did with your wax figurine, and I don't care.
You are the prisoner.
That's right, and as such, I expect some answers out of you. Now, where did you put my stash of freeze-dried food?
We, ate it.
You ate it?
It was quite good.
I'm sure it was. I'll have you know that was freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy. That food rehydrates faster, stores longer, is nutritionally superior to, and tastes better than any other long-term storage food available. Now,